We're going to talk to Kim Farber now from Drummond. She is the newest member outside of Gary O'Neill to get into the Oklahoma Conservation Hall of Fame. And she was inducted this week along with Gary O'Neill. So, Kim, give us some background. Now, you're a past president of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, so you must be a strong believer in conservation.
Very strong believer. I'm a farm wife of 43 years. And so I've been around a while. When I first came on the board, I really wasn't sure I knew what I was doing. And somebody said, but you've been married to a farmer for 30 years. You know what you're doing. Came on the board, and it has just been the fast track ever since I came on the board. But I've seen so many things change. We've gone from conventional to no-till. And that was a big thing in our area. You either believed in it or you hated the no-till farmers. And you didn't want them next to you because we called them trash farmers. And boy, has that changed. If you have the resources to go to no-till, everybody's done no-till. And I'm a firm believer in no-till. I think it's great for the soil. So I've seen a lot of changes in the last 20 years or so.
And you've seen farmers and ranchers adapt and adopt new practices.
Yes, I have. And you know, the older guys, like my father-in-law, he would have never done that. But the younger group that's coming on, and even the third generation now and the fourth generation, they're definitely adapting to that. And you know, you have to adapt or you get left behind.
Now, Drummond is traditionally a ranching and oil and gas energy. There's a lot of those kind of things around there. So there's a lot of reasons to have good conservation practices.
There are, and there are a lot of Drummond really does have a lot of farmland. There's still a lot of farmland, and those are farmers that have been there for generations. And that's an old Bohemian community, Czechoslovakian Bohemian. And so, yes, they've had to adapt, but they're still practicing, and they're making a go of it.
So where do you see the future of conservation headed?
Up. There's no way but up. You know, everything factors into conservation. You've got to look at the government. They regulate so much. But I think conservation, we're in a great place right now. And with Soil Health Initiative, we can't go anywhere but up. And as long as we take care of our land, long live the soil.
Are you confident that soil erosion is, and those kinds of negative connotations that we associate with conservation, those things are in the past?
To a certain extent. But you have to be a good steward of the land, and you have to keep those practices up. And I can still drive down the road, and on a windy day, there are going to be some fields that will blow. But as a whole, we're past the dust bowl, the big dust bowl, with all the farming practices that we have. Yes, we're past that. But we still have a little. But you've got to keep on top of it. You've got to be a good steward of the land.
And you're going to still stay in conservation. This is not an end-of-the-road game for you.
No. Just because I'm off of the OACD board doesn't mean I'm going anywhere. I'm still on my local board, and now I'm with the Historical Society. So we're working to keep conservation alive for the younger generation.
So let's talk about that for a second. The Historical Society, you want to keep history alive so people will remember where we've been. There's an old saying, we got to know where we've been so we know where we're going.
Yes. And a lot of the younger generation, they don't know where we've been. They've just picked it up as they've gotten to that stage where they move forward. They don't know where we've been. They've never seen the old machinery. Now, yes, they've heard Grandpa talk about a tractor without a cab. You don't hardly see a tractor without a cab anymore unless you go to a museum or you go out in the field and find one that is just rotting there in the field. So, yes, we are trying to now show the younger generation where we came from, where they came from, where their roots are.
Kim Farber, Drummond, Oklahoma, a new member of the Oklahoma Conservation Hall of Fame. Thank you, Kim. Congratulations.
Thank you.